Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 20th day of March, which is the day of the spring equinox, as the sun enters Aries at 5:24 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And we'll end on Sunday the 26th. A lot is going on. And I have recorded a separate podcast for Pluto's entry into Aquarius, which happens on the 23rd, that's Thursday, at 8:13 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And so it has 30 minutes worth of information. So you can understand why I didn't want to include that in the weekly astrology forecast, which already has a lot. It has, for instance, as I said, the sun entering Aries for the spring equinox. So what is that all about, the spring equinox? Well, it's the time when we shift into the major light time of the solar cycle. You know, we've been waxing in light since the midsummer solstice, but now we reach that even period of day and night, and then we're going to get much, much, much more light coming in till we get to the solstice in June, which is midsummer. So that's what we're going into. And what do we think about as we come into this time with Aries being the sign? We think about action. And we're already seeing some things that we've been waiting for action on to start happening. And it's going to only get more so as we move through this, the second quarter of the waxing phase of the solar light. All right, so this is going to be what we know about Aries. Aries is the beginning. It's the first sign of the zodiac. This is the flame initiating. The fire sign has three modes. This is the cardinal, which is the activating and creating mode. So what happens when you strike the match is Aries. And this is that sort of blue-white light that comes up and is so intensely hot. And then you apply this flame coming up, and that becomes Leo. And, you know, the one that you see when you light the candle with your match or something. You know, you see that steady flame there, right? And then you have the third fire sign, which is Sagittarius, which is the mutable or changeable. Fixed is Leo. And so, of course, we know that several things happen with that flame that we're looking at. One is that it spreads light into a space. That's the Sagittarian expansion. And also that it moves. It can travel, which we know, and that's Sagittarius. And also, it brings warmth into the space. And this is also the Sagittarian quality. This is what comes from the flame itself. So this is the first initiating spark of life. And so you're seeing it around you as the birds are definitely in the mode. They've started courting already, and now they're in the mode of nest building, and you see them carrying their twigs and stuff in the sky. Of course, this is Northern Hemisphere, right? But at any rate, it is active building. It's active creation of life. You know, when we got to the Imbolc, we had that, which was February 1st, we had the seeing of life coming back up from the ground. You know, we started seeing the little sprouts and some buds that were going to become leaves on trees and things that were coming up out of the ground now, which meant, you know, life is reawakening into the form that we see above ground. So now it's more of a literal we're out here creating now life. And so you can apply that to your own life. You know, the waxing cycle is always the cycle to take action on if you want something to grow or become available in the world. So here's your big moment, you know, and so be aware of it. On that Monday, when this takes place, we have had the moon in Pisces in a sextile to Uranus and Taurus until 1:34 p.m., and that is a combination of psychic and intuitive energy that can be directed into manifestation, Earth, with the Taurus quality. All right, so this is something to get that day rolling for you. And then the sun in Pisces, which is just about to leave Pisces, is sextile Pluto in Capricorn, just about to leave Capricorn, 4:12 p.m. So we may have some understandings and feelings and sensing about the direction that we need to take and how it's going to change. It is going to change because both the sun and Pluto are going to change signs, all right? So if there was a chart drawn for this 5:24 p.m., you would still see Pluto in Capricorn, but it would be at the very last degree. And you would still have the moon in Pisces. And what that moon is doing now, since it came off 1:34 p.m. with the sextile to Uranus, is going to join Neptune until 4:20 a.m. on Tuesday. Now, here we are coming into also, by the way, the new moon on Tuesday. So the moon Neptune conjunct in Pisces until 4:20 a.m. on that morning, Tuesday, the 21st, is the ability, if you want to look at the positive, to receive all the messages you need. If you're, you know, putting yourself in the right mode to do so, open up for those. They're coming in. It could be helpful as we go in to the new moon to know, because this is the time of also of letting go, isn't it? The dark moon is there on Monday, meaning you don't see it because it's too close to the sun. And so you're in the mode here of having, well, we're getting very close to the eclipse energies. And we know that the eclipse energies are going to bring us change, right? And the first one will be a solar near the end of April, and then there'll be a lunar in May. So we're getting very close to shifts and changes, and we can tap into knowing what that should look like in a positive way for our forward motion, okay? Very creative, very spiritual energy, but also, if you're not in that realm with it, confusing and, you know, sort of afloat, you know, in the great vast sea without knowing where you're going kind of thing. So, you know, overdoing some escapist behaviors and things like that are the negative ways to have a moon in Pisces conjunction to Neptune. All right, but we have irritation showing up right away, so we have to get more clear on Tuesday morning because Moon in Pisces is going to square Mars in Gemini until 8:55 a.m. Eastern. So this is where Mars is getting mixed messages, mixed signals, is getting so frustrated that it may act quickly and in a foolish way or say things that are not very nice. So be aware of that. Things will calm down and get more structured as Moon in Pisces goes on that morning to sextile Pluto in his last degree, his last actual aspect in Capricorn for a little while. And that is coming in at 11:58 a.m. You know? And this has been a helpful anchoring kind of energy for Pisces, But again, when it goes into Aquarius, it won't relate to Pisces, so we'll have to find other ways to bring things into grounded form when Pisces energy is in the lunar realm. Moon enters Aries at 12:01 p.m. That's very shortly after the sextile to Pluto. And then it goes immediately into the conjunction to the Sun, newly in Aries, 1:23 p.m. That is your new moon. And the new moon in Aries is a time where we want to take a look at making our intentions known to the universe, make lists or whatever you do, some sort of a ceremony. And this is about new starts, action, you know, something that you want to have happen now. This is a good time to put that idea of leadership and invention and also independence of the self, being able to totally express the self, because that's what Aries is about. Aries is the I am. So those are great things to put in. And it's not long before the moon, the new moon, will go into join Mercury in Aries, newly in Aries as of the past weekend, 9:34 p.m. So you're already out there on Tuesday, making your connections, making your contacts, and, you know, this is a good time. You're coming into the waxing moon. You're in the waxing cycle of the light. So these are things to keep in mind always if you have things you need to move forward. You know, it's like if you can combine you know, waxing moon with waxing light, you've got your best time for activity. All right, and then after 9:34 p.m., we have the moon in Aries going for the conjunction to Jupiter in Aries. That will happen on Wednesday, the 22nd, at 4:17 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. So this is a very positive moving cycle. It's expansive. And again, it's time to do something, you know, not just talk about it, take action. And, you know, it could be fun also. There could be a lot of adventure if you happen to be in the mode to be out and about and traveling around. It could be a lot of explorations going on. And it's a good time for that. And while the moon is going for its next aspect in Aries, which is a sextile to Mars in Gemini, and of course Mars rules Aries, so this is all, big movement energy. 1:13 p.m. on Thursday is when this comes in. And so you're definitely in the mode of active communicating. And also those short journeys and things like that. But just remember that people will be moving quickly also when you are in this realm. And so just, you know, if you're out there and you're walking or driving or any kind of action like that, you know, people are fast. And they may be really faster than they should be sometimes, causing some difficulties. So just be, you know, try to be aware and not just get swept into this energy. Thursday morning, 8:13 a.m. is when Pluto enters Aquarius. It will only be at the 0 degrees before it retrogrades. And during the retrograde, it will go back into Capricorn. All of the details on this are in the podcast that I did. And what we might think about when we combine this planet that is about transformation, but deep level transformation that can take time to be seen. A planet that is ruling Scorpio, which is about preserving the self through controlling. And also, it's about great wealth and all things buried underground. And it enters the sign that's normally ruled by Uranus. And so there are surprises, but there's also big change in that sign of Aquarius, and it is also the sign of our group dynamics or friendships or, you know, goals and hopes for the future, but it is also the sign of technology and electronics and energy. So we're putting that all together, and we're getting a taste of 0 degrees. Now, if you happen to be a person who will have planets affected in that realm, you know, that you are a 0 degree anything, or if this is going to make a big change in one of the houses of your chart, it's a good time to have a reading. It is also because of Saturn's shift already into Pisces. So have a look at whether you think you need it. You should get in touch with me and you can have one. All right, so after 1:13 p.m., we're going to have a void of course moon in Aries briefly, and that's, you know, just unobstructed movement. And then the moon will enter the very different sign of Taurus. Boom. Now, we've had Venus enter Taurus, so we're already feeling that sensual energy of Taurus, which is kind of a nice one to be in this spring mode. We're already in spring, but you know, this is where we start to really get the flower time starts to come in. And we have the first aspect for Pluto in Aquarius, which is right as the moon enters. It's just like a few seconds after that moon in Taurus squares Pluto in Aquarius. So we get a little thought about this. There is going to be a lot to do with nature and finance and real estate, you know, all of these things, and the attention to survival that are going to have something to do with at least this Pluto in Aquarius phase. Yes. All right, I will go and just have a look at when the retrograde cycle takes it back into Capricorn. Okay, so it's going to retrograde, Pluto is, I should say. It's really right at the beginning of May, and then it will retrograde back into Capricorn around the 12th of June. And it will stay there, even when it goes direct, until we go into 2024, when we'll have another up and down with Pluto in Aquarius. So this is, you know, the time period that we're looking at that we get to have our first taste of this. And the first aspect, moon square, the people, is also the moon, people of the country. Okay, so now I just have to find my ephemeris page again so I can continue. The next aspect from Moon in Taurus is a sextile to Saturn in Pisces, and it will be doing that the whole time Saturn's in Pisces. And this is a very nice combination. 5:57 p.m. it comes in, and this is where the stability enters, even with some of the sensitivity of the Pisces, but also boundaries and structures are in. So creations, very positive, can be manifested during that cycle. And then we have a very, very nice evening and into 6:30 a.m. on Friday the 24th, which is the moon's conjunction to Venus. Venus rules Taurus, and we had a big talk about that in the last week's weekly astrology forecast. And if you're on Facebook, there's a big post that is about Venus and Taurus there. But this is an extremely sensual time. If you're going to be having a dinner or something like that, foodie. Taurus and Cancer are the foodies. So you've got the ruler of foodies, Venus and Taurus, with the moon ruling Cancer in Taurus. So it would be a nice time to have a nice feast, or at least have some chocolate cake. I mean, for crying out loud, Taurus, you know? So anyway, so you have that, and it's lovely for relationships, beautiful for relationships. And then Friday the 24th, after that completes at 6:31 a.m., surprises come. And they don't have to be bad. They could be difficult. But the moon, every month now, you know, makes a conjunction to Uranus and Taurus, and that's until 7:52 p.m. on Friday. So there may be changes in plans. There may be surprises, but there could also be intuitive realizations about, and these are very mundane matters. All right. So the closer you get to the Uranus conjunction, the more care you should take in the physical realm so that you don't have accidents of certain types and such. Right now, you have the next energy for Moon and Taurus, which is the sextile to Neptune, is as lovely almost as the Venus conjunction. It's very soft, gentle, beautiful energy. That is what we have going on from about 8 o'clock on Friday night until 12:19 p.m. afternoon of Saturday the 25th. Okay, that can be very creative also. In the meantime, while this is happening, Mars finally leaves Gemini. Hooray! Say the people like me whose mutable signs have been getting, you know, planets have been getting really a number done on them by Mars and Gemini. Mars entering Cancer at 7:45 a.m. on Saturday the 25th is a very different mode for the expression of this energy of Mars. And it's not always the best thing for Mars to be in a water sign because, you know, you've got to have the right measure between fire and water to be creative and positive with something, like, you know, putting a flame under a pot of water and getting tea or a soup or something. You know, but if you put too much fire in, the water is gone, and if you put too much water in, the fire is gone, right? So this is the principle we're working with Mars entering the cardinal creative sign, that's water, which is Cancer. But where will Mars be expressing its passion and its motives and its anger? Well, in the sign of Cancer, it will be doing that about home and family and nourishment. And Mars in Cancer does not like feeling vulnerable in a home. I mean, there will be, if you know somebody who has Mars in Cancer, they will want to be in charge of the home. Tell me before people are coming. You know, it's like the Cancerian energy, very vulnerable. You know, the crab has a very soft body that it puts this heavy-duty shell on and gets these claws that can grab you, you know, to protect itself. It's very protective, Mars in Cancer. And it has a lot of trouble expressing anger directly. It fumes, you know. I remember my teacher, my esteemed teacher many, many years ago, saying that you find people with Mars in Cancer expressing their anger when they're enclosed in the shell of their automobile. Like, that's when they can finally start screaming at people. So what does that mean? That means a lot of people will be doing that, right? So we have to remember that even though Mars is in this, you know, gentle Cancer sign, hey, you know, there may be a lot of road rage going on out there. Also, there will be a lot of argument over things about family and how the house should look and be and, you know, all of this. But there can also be a lot of activity around those areas. So we're looking at those principles. But it's an emotionally based Mars now, and it's instinctive emotion. It's not, you know, it's the lunar emotion of it not being clear and just reacting. So be aware of that. Mars in Cancer. And wherever it is in your birth chart is where a lot of activity and possible disagreements and anger can erupt, you see. So it's always good to know where these things are. And it will be in Cancer, not as long as it was in Gemini, I think. Thank goodness. It will be until the 20th of May. Okay, so we do have this rest of March and all of April with it. So we will remember. And we will be, you know, talking about it as the weeks go on and the different aspects that Mars in Cancer will make. At this point, it won't do an opposition to Pluto in Capricorn because Pluto won't be there. It'll be in Aquarius. So, but meanwhile, the Moon again is sextile Neptune until 12:19 p.m. on Saturday. And then there's a long, peaceful stretch of Moon in Taurus until the Moon enters Gemini at 8:42 p.m. So this is a beautiful day for nature, especially water element nature with Moon in Taurus, sextile Neptune in Pisces. If you can be in have both nature and water feature around you, it's lovely for the morning. Afternoon, this is a great time to be in a garden or, you know, either you're working in the garden or walking in one and seeing the beauty. Really lovely idea for that time period. Or just, you know, like I'm tired. I just want to put my feet up and read a book. You know, I have a book I just published you can read. See the 5-star reviews on Amazon for Revealing the Druid Legacy, Book 1, The Last Priestess. Yes, there's amazing reviews on there. I'm so happy. Anyway, Moon enters Gemini, 8:42 p.m., and goes trine Pluto in Aquarius for 4 whole minutes until 8:46 p.m. on Saturday. So you might get some profound, exciting information coming in. Maybe something zaps you. Your consciousness goes, wow, that would be nice. But after that, now, unfortunately, for Moon in Gemini, it gets to square Saturn in Pisces for that whole transit. And that is in for the evening of Saturday the 25th and into Sunday at 12:38 a.m. Eastern. So it may be weather-related, because Saturn can be some of the issues with water and such. But it may just be, you know, fears coming in and causing difficulty. And that's possible too. Or just bad news and, you know, just feeling bad about people who are perhaps being victimized or having some difficulties with Saturn and Pisces. But when we wake up Sunday, the 26th in Eastern time, Moon is sextile. Moon in Gemini, sextile Sun in Aries, 7:03 a.m., and then it'll go through the day to the sextile to Mercury in Aries, so you're up and at it again. Things are going, conversations are happening, people are having adventures and getting involved in new and interesting territories. So that's what I have to tell you for this week. And let's see, next week, there are some interesting planetary combinations coming in. And that week is the week coming up to the beginning of April, where we have Palm Sunday. So we're coming into, for some people, the Easter holiday time. But we won't have too many shifts or changes to deal with. We'll just be able to go through this and start those changes. And we'll talk about that next time. Wishing you all the best, as I always do. And I'll say goodbye for now.